This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Ketzad Tzaylin Esa Pesach, how is the Korban Pesach roasted? Mevi'in Shapud Shovimayin, they take a spit made of pomegranate wood, which does not exude moisture when heated. Toich Avoy Mitoich Piv, Ad Beis Nekuvasai, and drive it through from the mouth to the back side. V'naisen es kiriyav v'espenei meyav l'toichai divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Yosi Haglili said that its feet and intestines are pushed back into its stomach through the hole cut open to remove the fats for the mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kimin bishel huzeh elatoylen chutzalo. Rabbi Akiva said that this would be considered cooking them. Rather, they were allowed to hang out directly over the fire. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud, Hu'atzamais, the bones, V'hagidin, the sinews, V'hanoisar, and noisar, leftover meat, Yisarfu, B'shisha Aser, are burnt on the 16th, Chal, Shisha Aser, Liyos, B'Shabos, if the 16th, falls out on Shabbos, Yisarfu b'shiva aser, they are burnt on the 17th, Lefi she'ein deichen lo asa Shabbos v'lo asa yantiv, since pasul karbonos may not be burnt on Shabbos or yantiv, and that's the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph, kol hanecho b'shor hagodol ye'ochel b'gedi horach, the edible parts of a fully grown ox are considered edible meat for the soft lamb of a Korban Pesach. V'roshe kenofayim v'ha'suchusim, for example, the shoulder blades and cartilage of a grown ox can be eaten if they are cooked enough. Therefore, they are considered meat for the Korban Pesach. Ha'shever es ho'etzem ba'pesach ha'tohor, one who breaks the bone of a Tohar Korban Pesach, Hareze Loika Arboyim, transgresses a Torah prohibition and is liable for 40 lashes, Aval HaMoyser BaTohar, but for leaving over the meat until morning, although this is also a Torah prohibition, VaHashaver BaTomei, or breaking a bone of a Tomei Korban Pesach, Einoi Loika Es HaArboyim, he would not be liable for 40 lashes. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis, Eiver Sheyatza Miksasai, if only part of a limb of the Korban Pesach that was taken outside the walls of Yerushalayim, which becomes pasul and must be burnt, while the part that remains inside the walls is kosher, Choteich Ad Shemagia Lo Etzem, V'Koylev Ad Shemagia La Perek, V'choytech. However, since it is forbidden to break the bone of Korban Pesach, the meat from inside the wall must be peeled off the bone to save it without breaking the bone, and the bone then cut off at the joint and burnt together with the meat outside. Uba mukdashin kaitzitz bakaipitz she'ein bay mishum shviras ho'etzem. For other korbanos, there is no prohibition against breaking the bone. Therefore, the part that went outside may be chopped off with an axe together with its bone. Min ho'agaf velifnim kilifnim. In the doorways of the walls around Yerushalayim, the part that remains inside is considered inside. Min ho'agaf v'lachutz kilachutz. The part that remains outside when the door is closed is considered outside. Ha'chaloinos, the width of the windows, v'oivi ha'choymo, and the tops of the walls, kilifnim, are considered inside. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud Beis.
Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Shtei Chaburos, Shehayu Oichlois Bebayis Echad, two groups may share the same Korban Pesach, eating together in the same room. Eilu Haifchen Espeneim Heilach Va'oichlin, Ve'elu Haifchen Espeneim Heilach Va'oichlin, with their backs turned to one another. Ve'hamecham Bo'emtza, they may keep a hot water urn between them to shear. Ukeshahashamosh oimid limzoig. However, when a servant from one group goes to get water from the urn, koipet es piv umachzer es panov, he must keep his mouth closed and keep his back towards the other group so as not to create an impression that he is eating with both groups, which is forbidden. Ad shemagia eitzel chaburasoi v'oichel, until he reaches his group and then he may continue eating. V'hakalo, a kalo who is embarrassed to have people look at her, hofeches poneho v'ocheles, may turn her back on the rest of the group and eat her part of the Korban Pesach by herself. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud Gimel. Masechtas Pesachim Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Ein Tzoylin Es HaPesach Lo Al HaShpud V'Lo Al Ho'askilo. The Korban Pesach may not be roasted on a metal spit or grill, since it must be roasted directly by the fire and not by the heated metal. However, it may be roasted on a wooden spit attached to a metal frame, taking care not to let the meat touch the frame. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Maisa Barabba Gamliel, Sha'amar Letavi Avdoi, Tsei Utslei Lonu Esa Pesach Al Huaskilo. Rabbi Tzadok said that Rabbi Gamliel once told his servant Tavi to go roast for them a Korban Pesach on such a frame. Noga becharsei shel tanur yikloif es mekaymoi. If the Korban Pesach touched the hot wall of the earthenware stove, the part that touched the stove must be peeled off, since it was roasted by the heat of the stove and not directly by the fire. Notaf meirotfoy ala cheres v'chozer olav yitol es mekaymoi. If fat from the Korban Pesach dripped onto the wall of the stove, was heated there, and then dripped back onto the Korban, the part that it touched must be cut off, even deeper than had it just touched, since the melted fat penetrates deeper into the meat. Notaf meirotvoy al hasoiles yikmoit es mekaymoi. If the fat dripped onto hot flour, the handful into which it dropped must be removed, since it became cooked by the flour. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Sochoy B'Shemen Trumo. If the Korban Pesach was smeared with Trumo oil, Im Chaburas Koyhanim Yochelu. Koyhanim may eat it. Im Yisrael, a Yisrael may not eat it, since he may not eat truma. Im chayhu yedichenu, if the carbon is still raw, the oil may just be washed off. V'im tzalihu yiklif es hachitzay, if it was already roasted with the oil, the outer layer of meat must be peeled off. Sachoy b'shemen shel ma'aser sheni, if it was smeared with ma'aser sheni oil, lo ya'asenu damim abnei chabura, the oil's owner may not ask for payment from the rest of the group. She'ein paidin ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, since ma'aser sheni may not be sold or redeemed in Yerushalayim. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Pesachim Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Chamisha Dvarim Boyin Bituma Ve'einan Necholin Bituma. Five korbanos may be offered even when Tamei. In other words, if the majority of community is Tamei. But they may not be eaten. Ha'oimer, the Oimer, Ushtei Halechem, the Shtei Halechem for Shvuos. V'lechem haponim, the lechem haponim, v'zivchei shalmei tzibor, the shalmei tzibor of Shavuos, u'se'irei roshei chadoshim, and the reish chodesh chatos. HaPesach shebo betumo, necho betumo, when the Korban Pesach is offered in tumo, it is also eaten in tumo. Shelo bo mitchil osoi ela lachilo, since the whole point of the Korban Pesach is to eat it. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet.
Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Hei, Nitma HaBosser V'Hachelev Kayem, Enoi Zarek Es Adam. There are three parts to the Korban Pesach: the blood that is splashed on the side of the Mizbeach, the fats that are burnt on the Mizbeach, and the meat that is eaten. The Mishnah tells us if the meat became Tameh, even if the fat is still Tahar, the Kayin may not splash the blood. Since the main point of the Korban Pesach is to eat it, it is pointless to splash the blood when the meat is Tameh and inedible. Nitma HaChelev V'Abosar Kayin Zarek Es Adam. If the fat became Tameh, but the meat is still Tahar, the Kohen does splash the blood. Uva mukdashin einay kein, for other korbanos eating is not as crucial. Ela afal pi shenit mahabaser v'hachelev kayim zayuk es hadam. Therefore, if either the meat or the fat is tahar, the Kohen may splash the blood. That's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Pesachim Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Nitma HaKohol Orubai, if either the entire nation or the majority of it are Tameh, Oy Shehayu HaKohanim Tameim VaHaKahal Tameim, or the Kohanim are Tameh, Ye'aseh B'Tumah, the Korban Pesach may be offered in Tumah. Nitma Miyut HaKohol, if only a minority of the nation is Tameh, HaTahayrin Oisin Esarishain, then the Tahar people offer the Korban Pesach in its regular time, Vatameyin Oisin Esasheni, while the Tamei people are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin, HaPesach Shenizruk Damoi, Va'achar Kach Noida Shu Tamei. If they realized only after they tossed the blood that the blood or meat was Tameh, Hatzitz Meratze, the Korban is still valid in the merit of the golden tzitz worn by the Kohen Gadol. Nitmo Haguf, however, if they realized after tossing the blood that the owner was Tameh, Ein Hatzitz Meratze, the tzitz does not make the Korban valid, since the owner was meant to have offered it on Pesach Sheni. Mipinei she'amru, this follows the general rule, Anozer v'oise Pesach, whether a carbon of a nozer or a carbon Pesach, hatzitz miratza al tumas hadam, that the tzitz helps when the carbon is tameh, ve'ein hatzitz miratza al tumas hagof, but it does not help when the owner is tameh. Nitma tumas hatahayim, hatzitz miratze. If he became tameh from tumas tahayim, which is a hidden tumah that no one knew about, the tzitz will help. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches, nitma sholem orubai, if the majority of, or the entire, Korban Pesach became Tameh, Sarfin Oisai Lifnei Habira Me'atze Hamaracha. It must be burnt next to the Beis HaMikdash with the wood from the Mizbeach. Nitma Mi'utai. If only the minority became Tameh, Ve'hanoisar, or it was left over until the next morning and became Pasul, Sarfin Oisai B'chatre Sehen Oyagagai Sehen, it may be burnt elsewhere, such as in a person's own yard or on his roof, Me'atze Atzmon, using his own wood. Ha Tzaykonin, stingy people, Sarfin Oisai Lifnei Habira, would anyway bring it back to the Beis HaMikdash to burn, Bishvil Lehonois Me'atze Hamaracha, in order to use the wood from the Beis HaMikdash. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes, HaPesach Shiyotza O Shinitma Yisarif Miyad, a Korban Pesach that became pasul by carrying it outside of Yerushalayim, or became Tameh, should be burnt immediately on the 14th. Nitmu HaBailim
Oshemesai, if the owners became tamei or died, te ubar tsurasai veyisrev b'shisha aser, it must be left over to become nicer before it can be burnt. Since the problem is not intrinsic to the carbon, it cannot yet be destroyed. It cannot be burnt the next day either, since the next day is Yontiv. Therefore, it is burnt on the following day, which is the 16th. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Avze Yisarif Miyad, Lefishain Loi Eichlin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch said that it too may be burnt immediately on the 14th, since there is no one to eat it. That's the end of the Mishnah Tess.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.